approach me, I feel lost. I don't really know the cost to be. I just really wanna watch movies. I don't wanna tell you that I love you, 'cause I think that loneliness would serve us well. It's all real enough to know that you won't understand me. Afraid of intimacy. There's nothing you could ever show me. Never cared enough to see through all my flaws. I don't ever wanna hear you say working together gonna be okay. Hard enough to see these goals don't come true. And I think that loneliness would serve us well. Understand me. Cause I'm dead set, don't trust in me. Honesty is better when it's practiced. Cause no love is perfect for me. Don't stress your confidence and subtleties, 'cause no better half can satisfy a wasted alibi.
Good morning, Medford.
Buenos días, Medford.
Oh my God, that was so weird.
Guess who's back?
It is 9:02 a.m. and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Becca. Guti's with me, and you're listening to the sound of my voice.
I'm sorry, it's pretty early. I shouldn't be so loud.
Guti almost slept through this radio show.
I was asleep 15 minutes ago.
Well, wait, you also FaceTimed me, so I think you called me first, like at like 8:15, and you're like, Becca, I can't do this, yeah. And I started yelling at you.
I had a rough night last night.
I'm sorry. I'm not that sorry, but I'm mildly sorry. You don't have your sunglasses today.
I have a different form of eyewear.
You have actual glasses.
I have actual glasses today.
Obviously, our audience members can't see, but Guti looks really, really good in these glasses.
If only you guys could see me.
Yeah, you're honestly 11 out of 10. Is it hot in here? Is that just me? Woo!
That's just me. No. How was Seder?
Seder was so good. We missed you. We really missed you.
So bummed.
It was so much fun. There were like 30 of us. So for those of you that don't know, I'm Jewish, and my family, Passover is my favorite holiday, my favorite Jewish holiday. So my sister and I both brought home like 10, 15 friends. So our entire house was just like full of people and energy and good food, and all of my family was there. It was like,
do anyone I know went? Did anyone I know?
Paige went, Whitney was there. Wait, do you remember friend Katie and Zoe? Do you know Katie and Zoe?
Katie what?
Rogers. Mm.
I know Whitney and Paige. I don't know them. I know who they
Will
are.
Will came. It was really nice. My friend Danielle. Do you know Danielle? Danielle Golub.
She came.
It was just like all of the important, minus you, all of the important people in my life, like all together in one room. From all of these parts of my life, and that just made me like so happy, and my heart was so full.
When did you guys come back?
Friday night. We got back around like 10:30. Ah. We literally went down Friday at noon, cooked, hung out with my parents and my puppies and my grandparents, and then came back Friday night. It was like a quick like up and down. Or down and up, I guess.
I could have gone then.
Yeah, you could have.
No,
I told you could have gone.
I couldn't. I had a thing.
What'd you
I had
have?
A concert for my club. Concert for Venezuela.
That's important.
That's important.
Venezuela needs our help.
It was super successful. We raised. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to tell you how much money I make. It's indecent.
All right. Well, you were just listening to Cautious Clay. That was Stolen Moments. I love Cautious Clay. He has a new album out. My favorite song, Sidewinder, but it's explicit, so I can't play it here. So we played Stolen Moments, and that's about, you know, having someone important in your life and like not really knowing how you feel about them or what role you want them to play, but just being like, can we just enjoy being happy in what's going on right now? And I feel like that really resonates with my life right now.
I'll tell you what I think about Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay?
Cautious Clay.
I'll tell you what I think. I think they peaked in 2000.
Oh my God, shut up. I'm playing music. Shut up.
Gotta be honest, I was dishonest with you at the time. I believed it was true. When I said it was over, I said I was finished with you several times. Yeah, I cut myself loose, but you can't flip a switch, turn off the sun, make a river walk instead of running. You say goodbye, it's never really for good. And if I ever loved you, I probably still do. If I ever don't, I never did. And if I ever loved you, there's still a place for you in a room I never go in my. Be careful being dishonest with you. Yeah, I'm putting myself way out there. And if you wanted to hurt me, I mean really hurt me, you could, but you know I ain't going nowhere. You can't flip a switch, turn off the sun, make a river walk instead of run. When you say goodbye, never ever for good. Oh, if I ever loved you, I probably still do. If I don't, then I never.
coffee. Says I'm sorry, he says, do I know you? She said, my friends all call me Rosie. He said, please just call me James. She said, it sounds like you've been hurt before. He said, not at all, I'm just really bad with names. So, the less I learn, the more I gain. Into the nighttime, sharing stories neath the giant tree. You might say they moved too quickly. Rosie needed somebody just for listening. So James said, Rosie, close your eyes. Tell me just what do you see? With the rabbit in the hat next to me. And Rosie the Magnificent says above the stage. He said, I'd love to hear more about that. And tried to make plans to meet her the next day. That's when Rosie pulled away. He said, please just.
So we can talk about the songs we've just been playing. We had If I Ever Loved You by Priscilla Renee. Do you remember the song Dollhouse?
Mic check, 1, 2.
Do you remember the song Dollhouse? It was like a while ago.
By Ivy Queen?
No, by Priscilla Renee. It was like... It's not a toy. So what's with you playing with my mind? Used to be cool, that one. So she had a new album released over the summer. I don't know. Were you just singing along?
Yeah,
you have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, but anyways, she had a really popular song like early 2000s and then released a new album and it's really good. So that was If I Ever Loved You by Priscilla Renee. And then we're listening to slash have been listening to Rosie the Magnificent.
Who the H is Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish?
Eilish.
Yeah, she's like this new like artist. She's moody. She's moody AF.
Do you like her?
I like some of her stuff. Some of her stuff I feel like is a little bit of peacocking.
What's peacocking?
Like peacocking. Like.
Come peacocking. On, come on.
Yeah, like I'm such a big deal, you know? Okay. Like listen to me, like I'm so quirky and cool and different.
Quirky.
That's a word. But this is Rosie the Magnificent by Jacob Spike Krause, who, fun fact, went to my camp and was like a music god at my sleepaway camp. But he wrote this song, and no joke, every time I hear it, I cry. I'm a little in my feels this morning. I'm a little in my feelings.
And why is that, Becca?
I've just been in touch with my feelings a lot lately. I had a very long conversation with my person over the weekend, and I think it was really productive. Really, really productive. But I think, like relationships are hard.
Look, like I told you, you had a conversation about... expectations.
No, I think we had a conversation about expectations and like what we both need to feel comfortable and like good and what's going on.
Okay. I've been in a 3-year relationship.
Yeah, Guti's the...
don't get me started.
An experto.
And expectations are one of the worst things. Especially new relationships can have. It sucks so much when you feel... that you have to be with that person all the time.
Yeah, and you should never feel like that. Because then once you feel like that, you stop wanting to be with them, you
exactly,
know?
Exactly.
And I don't want him to feel like that.
So it's important to define when it's okay to be, like, take the time to be with yourself. When it's okay to go out and not have to invite that person. Or
like, go out and not come home to them, you know?
And not come home to them, exactly.
Yeah, and I think that was our problem as we went from, like, 0 to 100 really fast. And, like, we were both a little, like, whiplashed by it, but, like, for different reasons. Because he was like, you know, this is the same pattern that I don't want to get into. Like, this is like I really still want to have boundaries and like figure myself out. And I'm like, wait, like I have no idea what I'm doing. This is totally new for me, and I'm not totally comfortable with it. And I think like having a conversation about like what his boundaries are and like what I can do to make him feel safe and comfortable, but also making sure that he knows that, like, for me to feel secure in any of my relationships, like I need to be constantly checking in. And I was telling Guti this before, and like this applies not only to romantic relationships, but like friendships in general. Like I think as a person, I really try to make sure that the people in my life that are important to me know that they're important to me and continue to know like how I feel about them and how I prioritize them. And I need the people in my life to do the same for me. And that doesn't mean like always hanging out and always like being super touchy and PDA, but like tagging me an Instagram post or just sending me a Snapchat and being like, I thought of you, or like spending like time with me, or just to know that like I'm important.
Needy.
I'm needy. I will admit that. I need
such a needy girlfriend. Hey, tell me you love me.
F you. No,
just kidding. You're telling me this, and I told you this. I'm really bad at that. I'm really bad at checking in and telling people, oh, I thought of you, blah, blah.
It's interesting because I don't feel like you're like that with me.
But with you, I'm not. That's the thing. Remember I texted you last weekend, like, I hope you have a great weekend?
Yeah, like, but that's the thing is, I'm not saying, like,
I would never do that to anyone
else.
Like,
that's all I need, is just to be like, hey, like, thinking of you, you're still important in my life. And, like, I don't know. I hope you feel like I make sure you know that you're important in my life. Like, I really, like, I hope you know, like, I think that.
Can you actually stop texting me that much, please?
No.
It's really annoying.
No.
I'm joking. Please don't
stop. I tell Fedor I love him at least once a day. So he never questions.
Will, if you're listening, Becca told me yesterday that she liked me better than you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did.
I like you better than Will too.
No, I didn't say I liked you better. I said you were better. I don't know if that's worse.
I think that's even better, because it's like, oh, I'm objectively better than Will, which I knew before, but.
It's fine. I was really just trying to get Guti to come on my radio show, so I would have told him anything he wanted to hear.
I knew it.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. That part is perfect for him. It'll make him a big star. And I'm going to run him out of the business, and let me tell you why. Johnny Fontaine ruined one of World International's most valuable proteges.
Wait, what are you...
For
what?
5 years, we had her under
I'm
training.
I'm so confused.
Singing lessons, acting lessons.
What is this
dancing
from?
Lessons. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on her.
Is this a prank?
I was going to make her a big star. And let me be even more frank.
I'm going to cut you off.
Just to show you that I'm not a hard-hearted
man. All right,
I'm
turning you off.
And that it's not all dollars and cents.
Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van rolling down the strip again. He stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. I said, ooh. And in my heart there's a Holy Ghost writhing on the floor from an overdose. You know the best one never come down. So if I love at the tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown, every addict has illusions. Life ain't ever what it know I've made it when my doobie smoking Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven.
Con cocodrilos me he balanceado sobre un hilo cargando más de 500 kilos. Le he dado la vuelta al mundo en menos de un segundo. He cruzado 100 laberintos y nunca me confundo. Respiro dentro y fuera del agua como las focas. Soy a prueba de fuego, agarro balas con la boca. Mi creatividad vuela como los aviones. Puedo construir un cerebro sin leer las instrucciones. Hablo todos los idiomas de todos los abecedarios. Tengo más vocabulario que cualquier diccionario. Tengo vista de águila, olfato de perro. Puedo caminar descalzo sobre clavos de hierro. Soy inmune a la muerte. No necesito bendiciones porque siempre tengo buena suerte. Ven conmigo a dar un paseo por el parque porque tengo más cuentos que contarte que García Márquez. Por ti, todo lo hago por ti. Es que tú me sacas lo mejor de mí. Soy todo lo que soy porque tú eres todo lo que quiero. Por ti, todo lo hago por ti. Es que tú me sacas lo mejor de mí. Soy todo lo que soy porque tú eres todo lo que quiero. Puedo brincar la cuerda con solo una pierna. Veo en la oscuridad sin usar una linterna. Cocino lo que quieras, yo soy todo un chef. Tengo sexo 24/7 todo el mes. Puedo soplar las nubes grises pa' que tengas un buen día. También sé cómo comunicarme por telepatía. Por ti cruzo la frontera sin visa y le saco una buena sonrisa a la Mona Lisa. Por ti respiro antes de morirme. Por ti voy a la iglesia y escucho toda la misa sin dormirme. Sigo siendo el rey aunque no tenga reino. Mi sudor huele a perfume y nunca me despeino. Sé pelear todas las artes marciales. También sé cómo comunicarme con los animales. Mientras más pasa el tiempo me veo más joven. Esta canción la compuse sin escuchar como Beethoven. Por ti todo lo hago por ti. Es que tú me sacas lo mejor de mí. Soy todo lo que soy porque tú eres todo lo que quiero. Por ti todo lo hago por ti. Es que tú me sacas lo mejor de mí. Soy todo lo que soy porque tú eres todo lo que quiero.
We're back. Guti, where's your mic?
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm chewing, so you have to. you
okay,
have to
get
say
this.
Something.
Get this. There was this man who would get it to who would go to class every day at 8 a.m. And the first day of class, he got the best seat in the back row, in the middle.
That's the best seat.
The best seat is the back row in the middle. Yeah.
That's weird.
The next day, he comes to class, and someone else has got a seat. This Latino. And he says, "Hey, can you move over? That's my seat. This is an American." Should I say this story? No.
I feel like you.
Now
should
this might be controversial.
Smart. I think you should just stop talking.
We're live. We're
I
live.
Love you. You're beautiful. You are everything that's good and pure in this world, and you should just stop talking.
Let's keep it.
But this would be a good time to announce that WMFO Live Day is
live
Saturday,
day!
May 4th. So tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. We're going to host 9 bands and musicians. So 9 local bands are going to come here. We have the Cast Irons. We have Flight of Fire. We have Will Daly. We have 61 Ghosts. We have an amazing lineup for you all from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Saturday, May 4th. Please tune in to 91.5 WMFO Medford for our live day.
Okay, get this. Would you rather be able to converse with any animal, non-human?
Yeah.
Or be fluent in every single language?
Fluent in every single language.
What?
Easy.
Is it that easy?
I love languages.
I'd rather be able to talk to animals.
No, because the question is like, am I able to speak? Like, are you saying is I can speak every animal language or every human language, or everyone can understand me? That's because I think there's a difference. Is I would love to be able to speak every human language fluently. But I don't want to be the only person that animals understand, because that's so lonely.
No, but you wouldn't be lonely because you have animals.
But
imagine being able to talk to your dog.
I don't know if I want to know. Chatter's kind of a jerk.
Chatter?
I don't know if I want to know what he has to say. Yeah. See, if you had come home with me for Passover, you would have met my dogs. I'm just saying.
Dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's your loss.
I think I'd rather talk to animals, but okay.
We can agree to disagree. Guthy wanted to talk about his relationship now because he felt bad. Do you want to tell us about your relationship?
Spot?
Yeah, because we got off air and he's like,
"You're making
me
feel uncomfortable."
I want to talk about my relationship now.
No, you're not. I wanted to talk to you in private about my relationship.
Oh, never mind. I won't put you on the spot. Then we can play music. We can talk.
Okay, I'll talk about my relationship.
Oh my God. Twist my arm.
I hope no one's hearing from back home. I was in a 3-year relationship, and it's hard to understand how much you can talk to your ex and have it be healthy. I don't think there's any way to quantify it. I'm a big believer on fluidity. Wait, that's not... Que todo fluya. Fluidity is different in English.
Yeah.
I mean, like, things should come naturally.
Yeah. Organic. It's organic, yeah.
Yes, yes. And I feel like I've been talking a little to my ex, and it's been organic. But the question has been posed. Posed?
Posed, yeah, that was right.
As in, is this healthy to be talking like this? Is this healthy for moving on? Because we're not going to get back together. Anytime soon, at least. And
I mean, I guess the question is, like, is it healthy for you? Is it healthy for her? And are those two things mutually exclusive or inclusive? Because I think it's totally possible for what is good for her to not be good for you and vice versa. I would hope that there's enough like love and care back in that you can say like we should be prioritizing what is good for us both mutually.
I don't know if it's mutual. I think it's good for me. I like it. I think I can understand, you know, that this is just conversation. It's nice to catch up.
Can I give you my tough love interpretation of it?
Oh, that we shouldn't talk, that we should ignore each other.
No, I think that it's good for you because it's validating that she still wants you and still cares about you.
Oof.
And I think that's okay that feels good. But I also think, like, it's probably not best for her. I don't think it's healthy for her right now. And obviously, like, I don't know her. Like, you're my priority. And I think I know it is good for you and it's, like, validating for you. So I think it comes down to what you want to prioritize, like what's good for you or what's good for her. And there's no right answer to that. Like, I can't tell you what to do in that case.
I think you're right.
I usually am. A solid, like, 95% of the time, I think I'm right.
You give really good advice. You're very in touch with emotions. I never analyze or think about emotions.
Well, we can think on that and play a little more music.
What are you going to play next, Becca?
We have a Maisie Peters song.
Oh, how about this? Would you rather be able to eat anything and have it be super healthy and you don't...
like, gain weight or, like, anything?
Yeah, weight and
nutrition-wise.
Yeah. Or only get 1 hour of sleep and...
sleep.
Be fully rested.
Sleep. Because think of how many things I could do with my life if I only had to sleep 1 hour.
Oh, but you'd be so lonely if everyone's asleep.
No, but, like, then
and
I could...
And you could only get 1 hour.
No, but my point is, like, I would then, like, watch all of the... like, I wouldn't spend my afternoon watching TV. I'd spend my afternoon with people because I could watch TV at night when I'm the only one awake. That's my answer. Everyone else think on that. We're gonna have some more music.
I wanna say it like Simon would, 'cause I was listening this morning on my own, thinking if I could, I'd be Kathy and make this bus a greyhound, and this sun would always stay down, and there would be so much time for us. Time for us. My hands out, I wanna throw my cards now, making your name my hometown, but all my trains are here, please don't be worried, no doubt, I'll find you in the old crowd, so many things to say, if you stay, so stay. Slowly, 'cause I'm doing good here, mostly on my own. Mostly on my own. My hands out, I wanna throw my cards now, making your name my hometown, but all my trains are here, please don't be worried, no doubt, I'll find you in the old crowd, so many things to say, if you stay, so stay.
From the bathroom when you're low, we'll stay young until we wanna be old. Electric blanket so we're never cold, 'cause you have always been my ticket home, and we stayed young, so stay young.
Que conocerte tal vez no era lo mejor. Que eres experta para enamorar, y no te importa cuántos caigan por error.
Yo te miro y todo me da vueltas, vueltas. Y aunque admito que quiero volverte a ver,
presiento que tú siempre vas y vienes, que nunca tienes nada que perder. Rompiendo corazones te entretienes, y cuando das el tuyo es de papel.
Presiento que serás de esos errores, de esos que estoy dispuesto a cometer. Presiento que te vas y ya no vienes. Yo olvido mis presentimientos solo por volverte a ver.
Solo por volverte a ver. Podré vivir sin escuchar tu voz, pero tal vez me mate la curiosidad. Puedes negar que imagen entre los dos. Sabes la verdad.
Yo te miro y todo me da vueltas, vueltas. Y aunque admito que quiero volverte a ver, presiento que tú siempre vas y vienes, que nunca tienes nada que perder. Rompiendo corazones te entretienes, y cuando das el tuyo es el papel. Presiento que serás de esos errores,
tienes nada que perder.
No, rompiendo corazones te entretienes. Y cuando das el tuyo es el papel.
El tuyo es el
siento
papel.
Que serás de esos errores. Esos que estoy dispuesto a cometer. Te siento que te vas y ya no vienes. Y olvido mis presentimientos solo por volverte a ver.
Let it drop, let it bounce, count it down.
lost, but it's bad. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. So people say a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. But I say why? Why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? And I'm remembering a road sign. I'm remembering a girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true, these days are ours, these tears are free. The cross is in the ballpark, and the cross is in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun, had a lot of money. We had a little son we thought we'd call him Sonny. Sonny gets married and moves away. Sonny has a baby and bills to pay. Sonny gets sunnier day by day, by day, by day. Well, I've been waking up at sunrise. I've been following the light across my room. I watch the night recede in my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? Sonny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother ride. Or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
So we had a run back there. We got Stay Young by Maisie Peters, followed by Presiento. That's Morat and Aitana's new single. There's one by Bibio.
Morat has a new single?
Yeah.
You like Morat?
Yeah.
I love Morat.
I played that. And I turned to you and I go, this is the new single. And you go, okay. I guess that didn't register in
your head. Half the time you speak to me, I don't listen to
you. All right. Well, that's rude.
By the way, you cut me off when I was giving one of the best monologues in movie history.
Yeah,
when Jack Waltz tells Tom Hagen that Johnny Fontaine is not going to get the part in the movie.
It's iconic. And then there's a song by Bibio, and I can't pronounce it, but it was on there. So I think it's French. I don't know. I don't speak French. And then we had Obvious Child by Paul Simon.
Obvious Child.
And Guti turns to me and goes,
hey, hey.
Goes, is this Vampire Weekend?
Shut up.
It's funny because we actually have a Vampire Weekend song up next. They released a bunch of new music and it's really, really good. Yeah, Paul Simon's a classic. I love Paul Simon.
I told you he came to Tufts, right?
No.
He came to Distler, Granoff. He
when?
Gave a show there last semester, two semesters ago.
Was that when I was abroad? Oh my God, of course I was abroad.
It was only open for Tufts majors, minors, and
wait,
faculty.
Wait, that's so cool. So you saw him?
And I brought a plus one, yeah. I saw him.
If you had known me, would I have been your plus one?
Yeah, of course, sure.
Good. Well, it's irrelevant now, but.
And he had a Q&A. It was crazy.
What was the coolest thing he did? What did he play?
He played the classics. He played the classics, and he played us some of his new album. It sucked, but.
Yeah, it's not that good. I love Paul Simon. I have a lot of love for Paul Simon. Also, Obvious Child, so good. And this is when they had Lady Black Mambazo on the record. So all of the drum solos are Lady Black Mambazo. Okay, well, it's really cool.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Amazing record. Paul Simon's wonderful. Love Obvious Child. It's a really good movie called Obvious Child as well, which has Jenny Slate in it. It's really funny.
Yeah,
it's
Paul Simon, we love you. If you're listening right now, you know we always support you, buddy.
We always support him. We love Paul Simon. My parents also love Paul Simon. I was like raised on Paul Simon, basically. Oh. Yeah. So up next, we have Harmony Hall, Vampire Weekend, one of their new songs. This is Vampire Weekend. This is not Paul Simon.
And this is a new song?
It's a new song. Will actually showed this to me. And then we have a song called Lean, which my friend Katie showed to me, and she said it made her cry because she thought about how much she loved us. So listen to that. Maybe it'll make you cry, too. All awesome. Right.
In late December, I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of vomiting all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die. Like a young pretender, beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified.
I see. Some say unoriginal, but it works out for me. I collect the labels of the drinks that I drink. So many fluids, one would think that I'd sink. Fact here, I'm an act here, no camera, no stage. Just to impress so I can lie about my age.
Was Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend, followed by Lean by the VHS Collection. And that's it from us this week.
Is this your last radio show?
I think I'm here next week, and then I'm not sure if it'll continue, because I'm here for through senior week before I graduate out into the real world.
This is your last week of classes?
My last week of classes. Don't remind me. I can't deal with this.
Wow, Becca.
I'm emo. It's fine. So we're going to end with a song that my friend Whitney reminded me of, and it's so good. It's Ed Sheeran. Have you heard Barcelona by Ed Sheeran?
Barcelona.
Yeah, it's so good. It makes you happy. So we're going to end on a happy note. Happy Monday. You've been listening to The Sound of My Voice on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Becca.
And I'm Guti.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Up next, we have Rosanna Radio.
On the dance floor tonight, I got two left feet and a bottle of red wine, making me feel like the beat in the bassline, or in my blood, both hands upon a waistline. Get on up, baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Don't care what the DJ chooses, get lost in the rhythm of me. Place don't close until we wanna leave it. You and I, we're flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining.
street in Barcelona. You and I were flying on an aeroplane tonight.